area athletics, and academic excellence.
Back here in Ubley as the start of the fourth quarter is just about to begin. 27 Harbor Beach, Ubley 16. Ron, I have a few scores to pass along to you.
All right, let's have them.
It's Lakers 12, All Saints nothing, Kingston 24 nothing, and then over then Frankenmuth 28, North Branch 0, Marlette Sandusky tied at 14.
Ooh.
Marlette 14, Sandusky 14. Not exactly sure where that one is. That are in the second half. We know
they're,
that much.
It's at Marlette, and it's Marlette's homecoming.
It's at, exactly. So that could be a...
to my table of knowledge.
There you go. There you go. Thanks to a table of knowledge. It's going to be a thriller in the East no matter what the result here. Second and five for the Pirates. To hand off once again to the right for Derek Puff. All of a sudden, Derek Puff doing his fourth carry on fourth plays there on this drive for the Pirates. Good enough for a first down. That's a gain of 6-4, Derek Puff, number 7.
Josh White, you know, you go to that until they stop it, Clark, and if they're not going to stop it, you just keep running.
So 27-16, Harbor Beach over Ubley. Harbor Beach driving into Ubley territory as we speak. Harbor Beach has been keeping the spread offense out there the whole game until just now. At the end of the third quarter, they came out with their traditional wing tee, and they're handing it off to number 7, Derek Puff. He has 27 yards on 4 carries, an average of 6 3/4 a carry. Kraft under wing tee, evaluating the defense. Under center now, wing tee for Harbor Beach, hands it off to number 7, Derek Puff, once again, trying to get some yardage, gets about 3 until the 4 momentum is called, and he's down to the 21-yard line in Ubley with 11:16 remaining in the fourth quarter.
Josh White making the hit for the Bearcats, so it'll bring up a... second down here long for the Pirates.
So a 3-yard gain for Derek Puff on the 21-yard line of Ubley brings up 7 for the Pirates.
Well, two things are happening. One, you can't let the Pirates score. And the other thing, with the way the Bearcats are controlling the ball on the ground, they got to have time on the clock.
That's right. 2nd and 7. Kraft evaluating the off defense once again, staring them down. This is quite interesting. The middle linebacker and Kraft are just staring at each other. And then there's the snap. Kraft keeps it for a handoff to number 747, Aaron. Number 47, Aaron Gither, where he's not in the backfield, but a massive, massive face mask.
And a bunch of parachutes on the ground there. Yes. He got him at the only place that he could catch him, and that was on a face mask. And unfortunately, it's going to cost the Bearcats 15.
And
a that, first down.
That play, Aaron Gither had a heck of a fist in his defender, but he was in the backfield, and then all of a sudden the tables turned, and all of a sudden that hand was on Aaron Gither's face.
He had him, cornered, but he grabbed the only thing to get a hold of, and that was the mask as the stiff arm got into him. And, you can't fault the kid. He just
grabbed whatever he could.
Yep.
Don't blame him. So that's a 15-yard penalty, pushing the Pirates down to about the 12-yard line. 1st and 10 for Kraft and the Pirates. Still in that wing tee at the left hash mark, going left to right across the radio with 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. 27-16, Harbor Beach over Ubley as of right now. Kraft trying to milk that clock as much as possible, staring at the game clock, and he finally snaps it. And it goes forward to number 45, Sloan Klasky. He's pushing forward, gets down to about the 6-yard line. Gain of about 6 for the Pirates.
Josh White and Drake on the hit.
So gain of 6 there for number 45, Sloan Klasky. His first carry in a while. He now has 97 yards on 8 carries, averaging 12 and just 12 and some change there on each carry. Bringing up 2nd and 4 for the Pirates on Ubley's 6-yard line. With 9:25 remaining in the fourth quarter, Harbor Beach leads 27-16 over Ubley. Great game thus far. The stands are packed. It's Ubley's homecoming, and there's 5 seconds remaining on the game on the play clock. And there's the snap, and it's a handoff to number 47, Aaron Gither. He's brought down after about a 2-yard gain to the left. A handoff to Aaron Gither, gain of 2.
Ryan Haig made the hit for the Bearcats as Gither tried to go off tackle on the left side, and the Bearcats said, nope, not in this area.
So after that penalty, that's technically only Aaron Ginther's first carry on the ground, which is a hard thing to imagine, actually. But
Well, they like to throw to him more than hand it off to him.
And he's the only receiver out to the left on third and three at the 5-yard line of Ubley with 8.5 minutes left, 27-16. Hard reach over Ubley. Kraft under center. Two men in the backfield. Keeps it for himself. Rolls to the left. He does not have much room to roll. He turns back to his right. Goes down the middle. And he's in for the touchdown.
Nice
touchdown, Harbor Beach.
Nice job of wig-waggling all the way in for the score. They had him stopped over here.
And we have a player down. An ugly Bearcat is down on the ground. He's on his knees trying to get back up. And he is. It looks like an ankle injury. He's trying to walk it off right now. That's number 11. No. That's the quarterback, Austin Drake.
He's going to come off and take a break as the Pirates go for the extra point here, whether it's two.
So Austin Drake comes off on his own power, hobbling on that right ankle, talking to the coaching staff right now as Harbor Beach goes for the point after attempt. Kraft's going to be kicking. Aaron Ginther with the good hands doing the placement. 8:21. Harbor Beach scored once again. They get 33-16. Here's the extra point. And it's good, right down the uprights, making it 34-16 with 8:21. You're tuned to WLAW. Harbor Beach is out by 18 points. I had to do the math there. So you're tuned to WLAW. Harbor Beach, 34, Ubley 16.
It's football season, and you know what that means, right? We're turning up the thermostat and watching the dollars fly right out of our wallets. Your friends at CHS in Ubley want to help you keep those dollars and warm you up at the same time. CHS in Ubley offers outdoor wood furnace systems from Central Boiler Products. These systems are safe, efficient outdoor wood furnaces that provide 100% of your heating needs. Central Boiler manufactures and distributes the classic outdoor wood furnace, an outdoor wood-fired hydronic heater that heats multiple buildings, domestic water, and more. The outdoor furnace is designed to work with any existing heating system, with many models and sizes to choose from. An outdoor wood furnace system from Central Boiler and CHS in Ubley is the logical choice to keep you warm and save you money. For more information, call Chris at CHS in Ubley at 989-658-4328.
And we're back here in Ubley as Harbor Beach is ready to kick this one off. Aaron Ginther now doing the kicking duties, as number 81 becomes the 11th player for Harbor Beach to get on the field just there. And Aaron Ginther boots this one. A heck of a kick. Has some great kicking, and that's going to bounce at the 5-yard line and bounce back into the end zone for a touchback.
Well, he got the also has the wind at his back and did a nice job of getting it in with the assistance with the air.
Now, we keep talking about the wind at the back. We're not talking a nor'easter here. We're talking about it's a slight breeze moving left to right across your radio.
Yeah, but
it's enough.
It's enough to help it, though.
But
yeah.
A heck of some, on both sides of the ball, some great kicks on the kickoffs here. So it's first and 10 for the Bearcats at their own 20-yard line. 80 yards to go to get into the end zone with 8 minutes and 21 seconds left in the fourth quarter. 34, Harbor Beach, Ubley 16. Handoff to Jason Coffin around the left side. Moves forward, breaks about two tackles, and gets about 7 yards before he's brought down at the 27-yard line.
Derek Puff and Cole apart for the Pirates. Double-teamed and brought him down. Otherwise, he'd have been off to the races.
So a 7-yard gain there for Coffin. His 21st carry of the night for 85 yards, doing it the hard way. Brings up second and third for the Bearcats at their own 27-yard line. Harbor Beach bringing 10 men in that box. Ginther, the only safety out back. Wing T for Ubley. And they're going to hand this one off. Nothing going there. Number 47, Jimmy Shaw, brought down right by the line of scrimmage. Maybe a gain of one, bringing up third and two.
Mike Lukowski making the hit for the Pirates on that one. So it'll bring a third down and short.
And it looks like a gain of a yard and a half there, bringing up third and a little over a yard. At their own 29-yard line, Ubley in the wing tee, expected to be right down the middle here to Jimmy Shaw, I would guess, as Drake is under center. Oh, it's the Kaufman around the left side. Gets through the hole and then has room to run. He's still running. He has about 6-7 yards, and he's finally pushed out of bounds at the 44-yard line, and the parachutes are flying. Yellow flags down, penalty. That's going to probably be a
personal foul against the Pirates. Ginther is the kept pushing and riding him when he got him out of bounds.